Story Chat with John Fornoff, the art and passion of storytelling. Here's your host, Brian Bullebush.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a very, very special episode of Story Chat with John Fornoff, where we're here to instruct and teach about the art and passion of storytelling. How you doing, John? You're in a very odd location right now.
I am. Last time we were in a cemetery, so I figured let's
start a cemetery.
The end of things, how to end the story. Yeah, so it fit.
Actually, as of right now, that is going to be a future episode. So don't spill the beans. Too much.
Okay. Well, we'll just do a little sneak preview.
Well, that
preview,
is also
okay?
Another special episode where we've got a lot of special stuff coming up. But this episode is going to come out at the on Monday, right after. Where are you?
Okay. Oh yeah. This. Okay. I am at SonicCon. We practice this. Okay. This says SonicCon. Believe me. Except the person just walked in front of it and meant to do anyway. But believe me, it's okay. You can come on back. Okay. I'm going to introduce this wonderful person in just a moment. But we're at SonicCon. It's in Lynchburg, Virginia, at Liberty University. And what's super cool about this place is this is where Story Chat was born. Mm-hmm. Last year at this time, I was sitting at a table with
Brian. So
this
is your anniversary?
Yes.
I didn't get you an anniversary gift or anything.
You could do a cake later or something like that. Okay, I like candles. Right, okay. At least 10. Okay, thank you.
We were in like 7 or 8 months of pre-development trying to get this thing off the ground with his busy schedule and my busy schedule. Yes. So we're only in episode, I think this is going to be episode 16.
Yeah.
So not quite a year, but the inception
was there.
Happened.
We're at the table and I mentioned this a pitch a story idea for a podcast. People have been talking to me about podcasts, right? Paul Hastings, a bunch of people have been... Greg Tull, and people have been talking. And then I came here and I said, I want to do a podcast about writing. And I want to start off with a chainsaw and have a little plant and talk about how we like to edit.
Yes.
It's not real healthy. He says, I'm in. So anyway, that Brian was there at the table. Brian was at SonicCon last year. And he says, I can help you with that podcast. Like, because I don't know what I'm doing.
And here you
it's
guys
very
are.
Clear.
A year later.
Here Brian, we are a year happened. Later.
Yes.
It happened. Wow.
So it's the 1 year anniversary.
Wow.
And so it's special because it's SonicCon. It's 1 year anniversary with Brian that got me into this. And we're at SonicCon, which is awesome. And the icing on the cake. You're icing, by the way. Icing on the cake is Pat Roy, who started Jonathan Park, and he's gone on to do amazing things from there. But I've got Pat with me. And so we're going to talk about story, and it's going to be fun. It's already fun. All right, Pat, welcome.
You guys sound like
John, thanks.
You guys sound like you're having a blast. I wish I was there.
We're having a blast, a literal blast.
I know. I think this is going to be a really fun weekend.
Oh, it will. Oh, it will be. Yeah. It's going to be amazing. Oh, I got to tell you who's here. We've got Adventures in Odyssey is here, and Katie Lee and Phil Lawler. And back behind my shoulder, I don't know if you can see that. Would you mind doing that? Okay, here we go. Right over there somewhere. Okay. Behind the guy. Everybody walks in front of my screen, right? Anyway, Lamplighter. Lamplighter's here because I work with Lamplighter. What else? Abide is here because I work with Abide. We're doing audio dramas with them. Abide is here. Darby Kern, I work with him on Titanic. And he's got
Jake Muller.
Thank you.
By the way, don't those sound great? He did such a great job on those.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. He's just prolific. When I was working on the Odyssey, I got this script across my desk about the Titanic. And it was 15 years ago, 2000, whatever it was. Okay. You do the math. So anyway, I was looking at the script, it's really well done. And so who is this guy? His name's Darby Kern. It's like, this is good because very few people can write for audio drama. 15 years later, I'm in the audio drama. He cast me as one of the guys. It's like, that's so cool. So make sure I got everybody. Lamplighter. We got everybody. And we got Pat. Pat, thank you for being here.
Yeah, great to be here.
We've encouraged each other through all our
stuff. We have. Yeah,
we've gone through a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we have. Okay. That's true.
But tell me, what makes a great story? We're like passionate about that here at Story Chat.
Well, yeah, John, I think the thing that gets me the most excited about story is story has the power to change lives. And as you and I both know that whenever you teach truth, when you do it in a great story, it just takes the message so deep.
Yeah,
it's just incredible. And nothing against video. I love video. But we know a lot of times when you watch video that you can be in kind of a more of a, I guess, not paying attention as much.
Yes.
Whereas when you're doing audio drama, You are the director. You're the one. You're the casting agent.
Yes,
you're the
yes.
one who's putting together all the images. And it's so cool because when that's happening inside your mind, you are like fully engaged in the story.
Yes. I love that about audio. And this is audio drama convention. I forgot to tell you what this is. So what is SonicCon? Yeah, it's an audio drama convention. And so you're right. There's something about like video. And I love TV, love movies, that kind of stuff. But it's like spoon fed. Here, you actually are participating in the drama. It becomes part of it. It becomes part of you. It's a very intimate, beautiful, amazing medium.
Right. And you know what's also amazing is a lot of times maybe you watch a movie, maybe you watch it once, maybe you watch it twice, like it a lot, maybe three or four times. You and I have both heard from people that listen to audio dramas over and over and over again.
Yes.
And and that's really cool because that means the message that you're putting in your story can go really deep.
Yeah, it's when I have people come into it with, I used to work with Adventures in Odyssey, and I have a lot of people come up to me and say, we love your stories. When we put them on, it's like it puts us to sleep. It's like, oh, okay, thanks. I think that's a good thing. So anyway, it's
like your story is never ever.
I think they meant like they listen to them as they're going to sleep, and
oh, that
my
was
stories.
Me.
Oh, that was you, and it pushes them over the edge.
I would listen to Adventures in Odyssey, and my mom was always like, Can you go to sleep while the radio's on like that? I'm like, oh yeah, absolutely.
It was absolutely.
It was a complete lie. I just listened to it all the way through, and then she would come in and turn it off.
Nice save, by the way.
Yeah.
You said a story changes people's lives. How does it do that? Now, some people think, oh, I read across this amazing quote, I got to tell you, and you unpack it for me, okay? So there's something about, you know, some people think of stories, oh, it's a story, it's entertaining, it's fun, it's whatever. It doesn't have any substance. It doesn't do anything. It's just like cotton candy, right? That's what some people think, all right? But then I ran across this quote from one of the most powerful men ever, Steve Jobs, before he died. So he's not as powerful anymore, but he was powerful when he was alive. And he had this quote. He says, the most powerful person in the world is the storyteller. It's like, what? He says, because they influence, impact the vision, the values, and the agenda of the next generation. And it's like, wow. So unpack that for me. How is story important?
Well, John, I think you and I both know that when you connect with somebody's emotions, when they're wrapped up in the emotions, right?
Yes.
For some reason, God just wired us.
Yes.
So the message goes so much deeper that way.
Yes.
And you and I both know the better the story,
The
better the production, the deeper the message goes, right?
Yes.
It's almost like, and John, you've written some Adventures and Odysseys.
Mm-hmm.
I remember listening on the road with my son, and there would be times where you would take me on such an adventure that by the end, it was almost like I was sweating, like I had been like so tied up in the adventure. And it's almost like you wake up, right, to the real world again.
Oh,
and you realize you've been totally lost in that story. And I think that that's what storytelling is all about, is I think that you take people so deep that they get wrapped up and involved. And then the truths that you're teaching really stick with them, right?
Yes. I was thinking, as you're talking about this, like I was thinking about, there's something about, there's a verse I read across in the Bible. It's like, it's this amazing verse. And it said, Jesus didn't go anywhere without telling a parable. It's like, what? It's like, okay, wait a second. He was onto something. He's on to think we are wired for story. I mean, he's the one that made
absolutely.
Us, right? And it's like,
yeah.
So he's telling stories. Yeah. So we must be wired for those.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. You know, one time I was teaching a class and I was teaching story structure.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and,
cool.
And so it was teenage kids, right? It was a homeschool class.
Uh-huh.
And basically, at one point, one of the kids made a comment like, well, I want to have a good story. I don't want a form-made story that fits some kind of form, right? And I dropped back and I explained to the kids that story structure is actually like life itself, right? Because when you look at the story structure, it mimics what's actually going on in life. It's you start off with starting universe, right?
Yeah.
And then there's an inciting moment, something that happens in your life to shake you up, right?
Yeah.
Either good or bad, right? And then it's the critical choice about how you're going to handle that. And then it's the successes and the challenges until finally it's just the ultimate defeat, right? And then all of a sudden it's the ultimate victory with the climax.
Wow.
And then your world's different, right? And
yes.
John, hasn't your life been like that? Since we're older, we know that God works that way, right?
You're
going along,
story, right?
And your life is going along, and then boom, an inciting incident happens.
Yep.
Totally knocks you off your normal course.
Yes.
And then you've got to decide, am I going to follow God through this, or am I going to do it in my own strength? And then once you make that critical choice, now it's just a series of successes and failures, right? As you're heading towards the ultimate defeat. And a lot of times when you think You're just done.
Yep.
All of a sudden, that's when God comes through with the victory.
It comes charging over the hill.
You're totally different than what you were at the start. And anyway, as I was teaching this class, I was just passionate about teaching this lesson.
Yeah.
And I think it was a 14-year-old girl. All of a sudden, I looked down and I realized that she was sobbing. And she said, "Is that really what life is like?" And I said, "Yes, but it's wonderful because God doesn't leave us in the same spot. He wants to keep growing us, right? And he wants to keep shaping our character. And so every time these inciting incidences come into our life and then we go through the struggle, we come out stronger and better," which goes right along with what James says, right? "Consider it all joy, brethren."
Yes.
Right? Because those trials are shaping us, right?
Yes.
And so the powerful thing about storytelling is that it mimics real life. And when you tell a tightly written story, your audience relates to that.
Yes.
And because it mimics what really happens in life, it's powerful.
Yes. This is inspiring. Thank you for being here. So I was thinking about when you're talking about that, it's like how God uses our story. We start off with ordinary. Things are ordinary, right? They're kind of like, okay, and we might get stuck in a rut kind of thing, right?
Exactly.
So you're kind of like, whatever. And all of a sudden something, boom, it hits you. Either good or bad. It's your inciting incident. Something good or bad happens in your life. And all of a sudden you're slipping. Everything's upside down. And you're like, God, where are you? You're trying to.
Right.
And then you find out, oh, okay. You find out what this is about and you overcome obstacles.
Right. And you kind of make a choice at that moment too, is am I going to do this through my own strength? Or am I going to trust?
Are you going to trust something beyond yourself?
Yeah, exactly.
And you find something beyond yourself. And I think the beautiful thing about that is how God calls us out of the ordinary into the extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he calls us to
right.
do. And to do that, we have to have those inciting incidents in our life. And we shy away from them because I don't want inciting incident. That sounds kind of dangerous. It sounds like inflammatory, right? Inciting or that igniting. Okay, whatever it is.
Well, the anyway. cool part about that is often.
Yes.
It often is scary and dangerous.
Oh, it is.
Well, it is. Exactly.
That's what gets us out of that ordinariness into the extraordinary. And I thought God's called us to the extraordinary. And he's also called us to live, like, don't live a little life all caught up in yourself. Mm-hmm. He calls us to a larger life, which I think
he does.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Exactly.
Brian, you've got something you're going to ask us. I can see it on your face. Well, like, I can't wait to ask this question. Okay, well, go ahead.
Pat, what do you got to say to, I mean, we've got a lot of current writers, amateur writers. I know a couple of professional writers who listen to the show. You got a professional, well, both of you are professional writers. What words of encouragement? I mean, you guys are at a very encouraging place. Like Sonicon is like the epitome of writing encouragement for audio drama, just storytelling general. It's just the atmosphere there. I can just tell you guys are feeding off each other and it's wonderful.
What it hasn't even begun yet.
Yeah, I know, right?
Already encouraged.
We're still setting up back here.
What words of encouragement do you have for the prospective writer out there that is of your lessons over the years? What have you learned that has really encouraged and blessed you over the years in writing?
Well, that's a great question, by the way. Thank you.
Yeah, it really is. I guess, Brian, as I think about it, is realize that you serve a God that's bigger than you. Mm. And I can remember when I started writing Jonathan Park for the first time, I kept saying to myself, well, why am I wasting my time doing this? It's never going to go anywhere, right? And then I look back all these years and I go, wow, it's amazing that the Lord used that. And it wasn't that it was so awesome as much as it was that God just chose that he was going to use. And so I guess my encouragement would be to keep going, to keep writing, to think big, to dream, and then just to keep going for it. And then, John, you and I both know, because we've had so many times where people have come critical of us or critical of our scripts or whatever, and just to push through that and keep going, because you don't know what God's going to do. God is outside of the box. God does things that we don't expect. So I guess that would be my first thing, is dream big, go for it, and keep writing. The other thing I want to encourage you with is, it's amazing the power of writing, isn't it? It's incredible that scripts that you write, that if they get out, that God can use it to change so many lives.
Yes. When I was working with Odyssey, my real pay was getting letters.
Yes.
From families that were touched.
Yes.
It's like, this impacted my life. My son got saved doing this. But it's like, oh man, it brought me to tears sometimes. It's like, it just how people were impacted. And you know, it's him writing through you. You know, you got to be willing, right? You obey. He does all the cool stuff. He does the really wild stuff. We obey. And then he does the rest. I want to ask you, personally, like a story, can you think of a story? It could be any kind of story. It could be an audio drama or whatever that impacted your life. So like an audio drama, a movie, a book, or whatever, a story that really spoke to you and got you through a tough time or got you through a hard time. Can you point to a story that did that for you?
Yeah. You know, I've got to make sure I've got the title right, because I always say it the wrong way. Yeah. And then everybody like looks at me like, oh my goodness, it's Seasons of Gray. Not Shades of Grey.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, make okay, sure we got okay, the right okay. movie title.
Yeah, yeah, Seasons yeah. of Grey.
Okay, I can good. See where that would be confusing.
John, have you seen that one?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay, so it's the story of Joseph set in modern times.
Huh.
And it's just really well done. I thought they did a great job writing it. Mm-hmm. I loved it, but he's got some classic lines in there because, as you know, with Joseph, the real Joseph in the Bible, he would experience great success, and then all of a sudden it would seem like disaster would come on.
Wow, yes.
And the whole course of his life was changed.
Yes.
And then
yes.
God would bless him again, right? And so in the movie, there's a couple lines towards the end, and I'm not going to quote him exactly right, but it's basically like, if those things wouldn't have happened in my life, I would not currently be here in the position I am to serve God the way that I'm getting to serve God. And so for yep. me, wow. that was incredibly impacting.
Wow. I don't want to, like, you don't have to be too personal. Obviously it's going on Star Chat here, but can you, like, how did it impact you personally? What did it do for you? You were going through a tough time, or was there something, you don't have to go into details, but just if there's something,
yeah.
how it impacted you there.
Well, again, I think it goes back to the pattern that we just talked about, right? The inciting yeah. moment yeah. comes into your life. Mm-hmm. And usually that's the moment, right, when you're really questioning God and going, wait, this isn't the way it was supposed to happen,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But then to realize, Sean, that God is sovereign and to realize that he's got a plan through it all, yes. right? And just like with
he's
Joseph,
the author. He's the author and perfecter of our faith. Exactly. He's a writer.
Right. Exactly. Yes. And he's got it all figured yeah. out. Right?
Yes.
And so
he's got all the plot points mapped
yeah,
out.
Yeah, he's working his plot, right? Not only is he working the plot, but he's working all the character arcs, right? He's
yes.
got every single yes. little detail put yes. together. And I think it's realizing that in the bigger story of life, that the little character arc that you're playing, God has already got figured out the whole thing. And
I
that
love
he's
that.
He's working his bigger plan through you.
Wow.
And so a lot of times we get our expectations, right? We mm-hmm. think, well, life mm-hmm. is going to go this way. And then all of a sudden it completely changes up to being something that we didn't think it would be. But just like in the story of Joseph,
mm-hmm.
God is working it so that he's putting us in the position he wants us to accomplish what he wants to through us. And you and I are old enough,
mm-hmm.
right, that we can look back.
You keep saying that old thing, man. I'm concerned about that. Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Because I'm thinking younger people, John.
I feel like I'm in my 20s. It's like, what are you saying, old? Right? I'm in my 20s.
I know. Okay. I keep thinking I'm 16, right? I'm 16 in my brain. So,
okay.
No,
okay,
I'm just thinking, wait, yeah. we can look back through life, right?
Yeah.
And I know if I asked you this, I could see the different plot points in your life and see how God was totally setting you up for the ministry that he's called you to, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
And so for somebody who's younger, mm-hmm. who's just on the starting part of life.
Right. Don't get discouraged when
Exactly.
Don't get discouraged when your inciting incident hits you.
Exactly.
When it's like, oh man, they hit me out. It's like, I lost my job.
Right.
Or it's like, oh, my mom died. It's like, or whatever, something tragic happened. You're in a car accident. I'm whatever happens, your inciting incident. Don't be scared of that.
Right.
God's in control. There's something he's got. There's something he wants to pull you through that and give you a story you can share with others to help them.
Right. And by the way, when you go through that stuff, doesn't your writing become so much deeper?
Oh my.
Because all of a sudden now you understand what your characters feel like, right?
There's sometimes I'm writing, I'm weeping.
Yeah,
I remember I think I was telling Brian, I was in a coffee shop one time. I was writing The King's Son, and there's a scene in there. I won't spoil it, but it's like, God showed up. He gave me a picture of what was really happening.
Right.
It's an allegory. And I'm writing, all of a sudden, like, I just like started weeping, you know?
Right.
And there's these teenage girls over there in the coffee shop, and they're looking, you know, kind of, you know, it's like, I'm just a writer. I'm just writing. It's okay. It's all right. I guess, you know.
I've had the same experience in a coffee shop as well. That's really funny.
And I love when you're writing and you're laughing too, you know, but it comes out of real life experiences. And that's what makes the best stories. When you draw real life stuff, the good stuff, the hard stuff, the true stuff. We talk a lot about truth here, right? True. Don't make it sugarcoated, you know, don't try to make it, you know, not every story has a happy ending, but every story will teach you something. You know, it doesn't have a happy ending, but it will teach you something. There's something I was thinking about this. God is the author, right? And by the way, he's the creator. That's the first verb in the Bible. God created. That's how he introduces himself, right? Impression, that's how he introduces himself to the world. God created. He's a creator. So you're a creator. You're made in his image. And if you got him inside you, you can create the best stuff of all that draw people to him. So there's something I was thinking about as you're talking about it. It's like God makes all things beautiful in its time. That includes the ugly stuff. He takes the ugly stuff and he flips it. You meant this for evil, but God meant it for good. That's Joseph talking about. You're talking about that. It's like how God flips the script. He flips the story. He changes it. He loves taking the foolish things to outwit the quote unquote wise. He likes taking the weak things to confound the strong. Those, what I just told you, those things, those are strong stories. Those are amazing. Those are life stories.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, John, I did an interview when I was first getting into radio. Mm-hmm. I interviewed Gianna Jessen, who I don't know if you're familiar with who she is. She's an abortion survivor.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So they performed the abortion, and then she was there, and the nurse had mercy on her and called the ambulance. They came and rescued her. She was adopted, and she grew up in this home thinking that her adopted parents were her real parents.
Mm.
And she suffered from a little bit of cerebral palsy. So I'm interviewing her, right, and talking about her story with her. And she said, they were merciless in school. They teased me. They made fun of me. And she goes, and then one night I came home and found out that I had been adopted and that who I thought was my real mom wasn't my real mom.
Wow.
And she told the story in such a way that as an interviewer, I was crying as I was interviewing her. And I said, Gianna, I'm so sorry that you went through all that. And she goes, she gets this huge smile. And I'm like, wondering why she gets this huge smile. She goes, no, Pat, you've got it all wrong. She said, because I went through that, I'm out speaking on behalf of pro-life. She goes, I'm speaking to hundreds of at conferences. I'm flying around the world. I think they were even making a movie on her life. I think they completed that. And she said, Pat, if those things hadn't happened to me, I would never have the platform to serve the Lord the way. And you know, that was the first moment I think that I understood that concept. And that's when that concept of consider it all joy when you encounter various trials, right?
Wow.
And so as storytellers,
yes,
that's really what we're telling is we're telling the story of change in our characters.
Yes.
And
we're
talking about that thing that comes into their life that shakes them up for good. And then talking about, well, how do your characters respond to all of that?
How do you grow through that? What do you grow? And we grow as we watch too. We experience vicariously. It's like, okay,
we do.
If I was there, I would do that. I would do that differently. So, oh, look, that inspires me. That's as we watch that or we listen to it. As we wrap up here, because we'll wrap up in just a few minutes, is there anything you want me to ask you that you really want me to, or something you want to say? We've got writers out there. We've got, like Brian was saying, we've got, and YouTube, Brian, jump in because we'll wrap up here. But if we've got writers out there that are, maybe they're struggling with their story or they want to get some encouragement or whatever. And we've got all kinds. We've got starters and we've got professionals kind of thing. So go ahead.
Here's a great thing. And I might ask this on all our interviews from here on out is what's your special sauce?
Oh, what's my special sauce?
Like,
I have a special sauce. I don't know. I think it's just really praying. And I think it's what we've been talking about, right? It's trying to think through, especially when you're writing a character arc, right? I know that when I first started out, I would write really cheesy character arcs because I wasn't really thinking through how would somebody really respond in these situations, right? Mm-hmm. I was trying to fit it to my story instead of the other way around.
Oh.
And I think that that's such an important thing is you start off with your characters and say, look, if this actually had happened to somebody, how would they really respond? And then just deeply, I guess, meditating and thinking and praying about that and saying, how would somebody respond to this? And you want something so heartfelt and so deep that it feels real. Otherwise, you're going to come off with the plastic cheesy script, right?
Wow. You just hit on something really important. Thank you. That's really good stuff. And just, you're inspiring me here. Thank you for being there. I needed you here, Pat. Thanks to you. I'm glad you guys are watching. I just need inspiring here. So there's something about when I'm writing, there's a question. Bobette Buster was an amazing, she's still around. She teaches this amazing class on writing. It's like my favorite. And one of the questions she asks is why is this story personally important to you? What is in it? What's it doing for you? Okay. That's an important question to ask as you're writing. Let's say you're writing for somebody, you're writing something that's been assigned to you, or even writing your own story. What is it that I need to learn out of this? And that your story will take a fresh new spin. If you're asking God, what do you want me to learn through this journey?
Yes.
Okay. And as you're doing it, God's going to download something to you. It's like, oh, that's so cool. I got to put that in. Right. And now you've got an enthusiasm, a passion for it that takes you beyond what you really started with, because it's talking about your part in the story. What's God's part is touching your part and touching their heart.
Yeah. That's really good. Yeah. I just realized the secret sauce while you were saying
that. Okay, here we go. Good. Yeah,
secret
go.
Sauce.
I was stalling for you. Okay.
Well, you know, so for new writers, okay, I know you writers that have been doing it for a while already know this, but for you new writers, John, I've been amazed at how many people make it like a third of the way through the story, mm-hmm. quarter of the way, and mm-hmm. they never finish.
Right? Yes.
Here's what I've noticed that they do a lot of times is they feel like they have to begin at the beginning and just write chronologically through to the end.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing, I guess, the secret sauce that I finally learned one day is write about what I'm most passionate about. I know where the story's going.
Yes.
And maybe I'm not that passionate about this section of the story, but man, I'm really passionate about
right there,
because I'm the most passionate. And then next I go, well, what's the next scene that I'm passionate about?
Oh, that's good.
It's this one over here. So that's I think a lot of writers that are first beginning think that they have to go through from beginning to end chronologically, but be free. You don't have to do that.
Good advice.
You can start with the part of the story you're most passionate about. And John, do you realize if you do that, most passionate scene, and then you pick the next one that you're passionate about, and then usually that kicks off some more passion for this one.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what that means? Is that you've written your entire story with passion.
Yes.
Because I think a lot of people cruise around and go, I don't like this part of the story so much, but I just got to crank it through.
Yes.
No, don't do it. Put that away and find the part you're passionate about. Write that part.
And people can tell when you're writing passion.
Oh,
I mean, you can read between the lines as you're reading.
You can
also tell when they're bored. Writer's bored. So don't write bored.
Right.
Write from your passion. That's really good. Yeah. Great stuff. Anything else as we wrap up?
No,
this is really
fun. I think
you
sucked me for all of my knowledge. That's everything I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just told me
frozen.
I suck. So anyway.
No,
but anyway. Okay.
This is an exciting moment.
Okay. Oh, inciting moment. That's right. Inciting incident. Okay.
You just saved my life, John.
Enjoyed it. All right. Well, thank you very much. It's great to be with you. And I want to encourage everybody out there, keep writing, send us questions, send your questions. And we've got some exciting stuff in the works also in the future here, what we want to do with the show. And Pat, thanks for being part of
this. Yeah, you know, final words, I just thought of them.
Yes, go ahead.
You know what, John? You have been an inspiration to millions.
Mm.
I bet that's very true.
Mm.
Thank you for all that you invest to help other people realize that they can do it. You know what? You could be one of those guys that goes, okay, I've done so many projects, I'm going to keep it all to myself. Mm. I see you constantly investing into other people.
Mm.
And I know that that's what this podcast is about. I want to thank you because I've watched and I've been inspired by you being willing to help others. And so I just had to fit that in real quick. So.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. Wow. Oh, man. Well, keep writing. Keep writing. We need you. And as Pat was saying, just whatever you're going through, your inciting incident, you know what? That's the beginning of your story. Don't stop there. Whatever you're going through in life, you let God, he's the author. He's the author. Let him write through you and then write it down, put it into a story, what you've gone through. And that'll make your story so much more powerful. So we appreciate you. We love you because we're here for you. All right. So thank you. Keep writing. We need you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Story Chat. If you want to hear more, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. If you have any questions for John or feedback on the show, please email us at storychatwithjohn@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.